This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a storm in the Atlantic that people who know about these kinds of things are keeping an eye on. Tropical storm Dorian is getting stronger, maybe turning into a hurricane in a couple of days and moving toward Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico that is still heavily in debt and dealing with infrastructure damage from Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Meteorologists expect Dorian to hit the southwestern part of Puerto Rico in the coming days. Charles Venator Santiago teaches political science at the University of Connecticut. He's a Puerto Rican native with a lot of family on the island. He says people with the means are stocking up on water and canned food. But that's not most Puerto Ricans.
60% of the population are still living in poverty. They're relying on disability services. They just don't have the resources to prepare to respond to this crisis.
Another issue, the cash-strapped authorities haven't been able to provide funding to fix the heavily damaged electrical grid or the water system destroyed by Hurricane Maria. Gary Webb teaches disaster management at the University of North Texas. He says on the positive side, FEMA still has an active presence on the island, so there are some people and resources available. But
the occurrence of another major disaster could really disrupt the ongoing recovery process and offset any gains that have been made.
And not everyone has agreed on the reconstruction effort. Right now, housing is being rebuilt in many areas still susceptible to disasters. Some say that's crazy. Gary Webb says convincing some residents of that is no easy task.
It may sound reasonable to say we're going to solve the problem by moving people out of harm's way. In reality, that's a very difficult proposition.
Because moving is something only those with means can consider. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.